Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. A winter weather advisory for the WDRT-FM listening area is in effect until 9 p.m. this evening. Snow will continue to fall this afternoon with the possible addition of freezing drizzle. High near 30 degrees, east wind 8 to 14 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%, little or no ice accumulation expected, total daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. Tonight, freezing drizzle likely, possibly mixed with snow before 7 p.m., then a chance of freezing drizzle between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 9 degrees. Winds could gust as high as 18 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Wednesday, increasing clouds with a high near 17. Wind chill values as low as 4 below. Northwest wind gusting as high as 18 miles an hour. And in the news for today, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 continues to spread in southwest Wisconsin and the rest of the state, as the Vernon County Health Department in its latest update from Monday is reporting 59 new positive cases with 6 new hospitalizations and 1 new death, which occurred on December 24th. There has been a total of 74 deaths in the county since reporting began in March of 2020. The spread of the virus is rated at very high. The free testing site offered by the County Health Department that was scheduled for today has been canceled due to the weather advisory. The state of Wisconsin has reached 1.9 million cases, with a total of 9,928 deaths since reporting began. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is focusing on ways federal support can help the state cope with the latest virus surge. Evers' powers to respond directly to the pandemic through emergency declarations and statewide orders, including things like mask mandates and capacity limits at businesses, were sharply curbed by Wisconsin Supreme Court decisions earlier this year. That, according to this morning's WPR Online News, instead of mandates and state health orders, Evers said he will enter 2022 with a focus on how best to allocate billions of dollars in federal COVID-19 aid around the state, as well as getting support from the federal government for things like hospital and care facility worker shortages. Wisconsin received $2.5 billion in coronavirus aid from the federal government in March. That's on top of more than $3 billion from federal aid packages in 2020. The governor has the authority to decide how the vast majority of those funds are spent, the WPR report stated. And in other state news, WPR and other media sources are also reporting that Wisconsin utilities installed and placed into service more solar power in 2021 than any other year, as utility-scale solar projects are increasing. The growth of renewable electricity is expected to accelerate as part of efforts to meet carbon reduction goals to stave off the worst effects of climate change. Around 300 megawatts of utility-scale solar came online in Wisconsin this year, including 150 megawatts of solar as part of the first phase of the Badger Hollow Solar Farm in Iowa County. The project is jointly owned by Wisconsin Public Service and Madison Gas and Electric. In 2010, coal-fired power plants produced 63% of Wisconsin's electricity. That's expected to drop to at least 38% by 2026 as utilities move up plans to retire coal assets. Power providers have already retired 4 coal plants that produced around 2,100 megawatts of electricity since 2018, according to the PSC. Over the next several years, utilities plan to shutter 3 more coal-fired power plants that generate around 2,600 megawatts of the state's power mix. That information from the combined report stated. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.